Okay, good morning, everybody. Hope everybody had a wonderful weekend. Monday morning, Mizmor Nun Tes. The key word in this Mizmor, I believe it appears four times, I'll try to count it off in a second, is Misgav. The idea that David relates to Hashem as his fortress, and it's particularly apropos because the subject of the Mizmor is David being surrounded in his home. He was married to Michal as the son-in-law of the king, and Shaul had decided to kill him and positioned guards around this house overnight. So the house was sort of a fortress, but David HaMelech knew that he wouldn't survive very long in the house. They were going to come in the morning and kill him, as we'll document in the Mizmor. So in the very famous scene that Michal Bat Shaul is Morid, David Ba'ad HaChalon, very reminiscent of the two Miraglim, who Yoshua sent to Yericho, and Rachav lowers them out of the Chalon. And in both cases, you know, despite the harrowing context, both David and the two Miraglim, which is kind of the textual antecedent to this scene, emerge with a very profound sense of confidence, despite dire circumstances, in Yeshua's Hashem, in Hashem's capacity for salvation. So the fact that the term Misgav, a fortress, a place where you could literally take refuge from your enemies, is the key word of this Mizmor, is very telling, right? Because what it's really getting at is the notion that no physical fortress in the world can be as significant, as protective, and as securing as the Misgav of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Natzeach al tashchis David mechtam b'shloach shal v'yishmeru es abayis lamiso. Right, the entire house was surrounded. Interestingly, there's some indication in the Mizmor that Shaul also established an outer cordon around the city. Hatzileni moi vayle luhai mimiskomimai tisagiveni, serve as my misgav. So that's reference number one. Hatzileni mi po aliyavin mi anshe damim hoshieni kinei arvu lenafshi agur alai izim lo fishi velo chatasi adunai. It's not because I did anything wrong that they are after me. So moving on a little bit in the Mizmor. This is Pasuk Yod, Ki Elohim Miskabi, Hashem again is my fortress. Moving now towards the end of the Mizmor. I will sing of your praises and your strength in the morning. Again, this is all happening in the dead of night that David HaMelech had to plan his escape. He wasn't yet David HaMelech. I always have to remind myself. Ki hayisa misgavli. That's number three. Umanos biyom tzarli. And you were when I am literally on the run, like Asher Yanush Shama Kol Roteach Bishgaga, right, the Ir Miklat, Umanos, a place that a person runs to for protection on my day of distress. Uzi Elach Azameri, excuse me, Kelohim Miskabi, Elohei Chazdi. Fourth time in the single Mizmor, in 18 Sukkim, that Hashem is referred to as a Miskab. So this is of a piece with David HaMelech's overall philosophy. Elo Verachav Elo Vasusim Vanachna Mishem Hashem Elo Gnazkir Hema Karu Vinafalo Vanachna Kamdu Vanisodad Hashem Oshia Melech Enidu Vim Kareno. David's just totally convinced that no technology, no fortress can possibly provide him the protection that Hashem, you know, will provide him. You have it later on. If Hashem's not the real architect of the house, you know, the house is not going to stand for very long. No human watchman is going to be able to do the work of Hashem. So, as I mentioned before, one of the textual antecedents that we have in Tanakh is in Sefer Yehoshua, of going down the Chalon. Again, it was very dire straits for them, as it was for David, but they reported back to Yehoshua that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has delivered the land to us. A very striking contrast with the Miraglim in the days of Moshe. You know, Hashem made it very easy for them, and yet because they were people of little faith, Miktanei HaEmunah, right, so they reported back, Efes Ki Az Ha'am. It's always a state of mind, and here it was for David, a state of mind as well. But just to, you know, add in one further point, we know that this is only one of two scenes with David HaMelech and Michal and the Chalon. The first scene is where Michal, you know, is filled with, you know, faith that this is what needs to be done, that her father's in the wrong, that David is in the right, he's an innocent man, and this cannot stand. The second time is in Sefer Shmuel Bet, after David is indeed the Melech, and David is dancing the Aron to Yerushalayim, and Michal launches into David with this diatribe, Manichbada Yom Melech Yisrael Asher Nigla Hayom Linea, Amahos Avadav. you know, that basically disgracing the monarchy in terms of your behavior, dancing with the commoners. And David HaMelech's response is, Hashem asher bachar bi mikol beis avich, unikalosi od mizos v'aisi shafal be'inai, v'amahos asher amart imami kaveda. In other words, David HaMelech didn't change. Michal, you changed from that last scene at the Chalon when we both had faith in God to deliver me. But I've always sought refuge in God. I never thought I was too important. I never thought somehow that, I was bigger than that. And so David has stayed the same. And his sense of faith in God allows him to dance before the Aron without pretense, without any ostentatiousness, with the sense that, you know, relative to the gap between a Kadosh Baruch Hu and any human being, there's absolutely nothing wrong, you know, with him dancing amongst the common people. But Michal could not see it that way. She was somehow a changed person, but David was ever who he was when he was being lowered down in dire straits from the window, you know, of his house. David HaMelech was still that person. The monarchy had not changed him. It had not made him haughty. He always was somebody who put his faith in God. Ki hayisam miskavli umanos biyom tsarli, Hashem is my true fortress. He never changed from that, and it's a very rare thing to be able to say about a person who's ola l'gdula, a person who goes from being in Yerdaf, as David was, to David HaMelech, that we can say that that person is still the same person. They were completely unchanged by a change in socioeconomic status, by a change in means, by a change in position. But David HaMelech is one of those people, one of those rare people. Uzi Elecha Zamerei, will sing of your strength, O God, Ki Elohim Misgabi, Elohei Chazdi, for God is my fortress. David HaMelech felt that way then, and he continued to feel that way for the duration of his life.